Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 13th of October, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm doing as good as can be expected for hump day.
All right. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I legitimately woke up and thought it was Thursday today, so I'm, for all intents and purposes, Bob Levitis. Hi.
All right. My thoughts are with you during this difficult time. on several fronts, I imagine. Hi, Bob. I'd like to start with you.
See you tomorrow.
I'd like to start with you, actually, because you wrote this article about AirPods and, I guess, the future of AirPods, we'll call it.
Yeah. So there's a couple of bits of AirPod based news going around today. One of them involves me being right. So we're going to start with that first, obviously.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. So you probably heard us talking about Apple's Unleashed event that's coming up on Monday. We discussed on the show yesterday, Brian Chaffin and I, with you, Kelly.
Yes.
And we were kind of throwing around whether there would be new AirPods.
Yes.
I was kind of inclined that they might hold it out for maybe a press release or something really much closer to the Christmas shopping season. Mm-hmm. But given that we're at mid-October already, it might happen next week. And Mac Rumors actually have reported that some redesigned AirPods, so these are the third generations of the entry-level AirPods,
mm-hmm.
those appear to be on the way and we will see them on Monday. Don't expect things like active noise cancellation,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like there's going to be a bit of a shift in a redesign and so on. So that's cool.
Yeah.
The
main takeaway here, I just want to make sure we underscore this, is that Charlotte was correct. Mm-hmm. And I agreed with Charlotte that since we didn't get them at the phone event, that if there's another event coming, that it's extremely likely that AirPods are going to be updated at that event. And it sounds like this is correct, is what we're hearing.
It's leaning in that direction. I'm only couching my bets, spreading my bets a little bit until we actually see the event, because I know that if there are no AirPods, that I'm going to be on the show on Monday with Brian doing a victory lap. So I'm caveating it slightly.
But yeah. But it makes a lot of sense. We heard about them before. Yeah. There was sort of a presumption that they were coming, like, over the summer. We sort of heard about them a lot. Right. It's possible that this is a supply constraint thing, and that's why we're getting them now instead of as part of the phone event. You know, difficult to say, but
all of that.
Yeah. So specifically, the thing that we're talking about again is AirPods, the little square case, not the larger rectangular case with noise cancellation and all of that. So, yeah, we've had two iterations of those now. We had the initial ones and then the second gen AirPods, which are the ones that come in the wireless charging case. Best I can tell, the headphones themselves are effectively the same. It's just the case that is a little different on those.
But we may get to a point in the not too distant future, according to the Wall Street Journal story I picked up on today.
Mm-hmm.
What we really want to dig into, where the AirPods are going to come, not just a kind of audio device, the device to which you listen to this show and make your phone calls and whatever,
mm-hmm.
but also a health device, which I think is very interesting. It's both surprising in that it's very unsurprising that Apple isn't going this direction, right? So according to documents and sources that the Wall Street Journal has seen and spoken to, Apple is looking at things like turning the AirPods to be usable as a type of hearing aid, for mm-hmm. example. Apparently the FDA in America is not allowing that at the moment, but it's expected next year that they will change. They'll allow a new class of hearing aids.
Interesting.
And that will obviously provide an opportunity for the AirPods, or indeed the AirPods Pro. It was only AirPods themselves referred to in this article, to take on that. We've seen it. Jeff wrote up and reported on the introduction of Conversation Boost, and you can see the logical conclusion, development of Conversation Boost mm-hmm. some more hearing aid features, yeah. but other things that might be in there, for example, using the AirPods to be able to take core body temperature, using them as a thermometer, mm-hmm. Having motion sensors in there that tell you when you're doing like what I'm doing and slouching at your desk at the moment, and they give you a reminder and help you with your posture. Apparently those are the type of things that are being considered at the moment.
I hope it's easy to turn that off. I don't need my earphones telling me I'm slouching.
Well, the thing about this sort of in reading this, sure, that after you mentioned it and we started talking about it, is first of all, the FDA classifying, like creating a new sort of a new class of hearing aid device that would be something that people could use AirPods for. And part of the reason that's interesting is because that slots in nicely with, as you mentioned, last week's Conversation Boost update that's available now for AirPods Pro. And part of, I think, what makes Conversation Boost the useful thing, or at least this was what turned my head when they were talking about it being a thing that was coming, was because it requires iOS 15 and a new firmware update. So if you haven't updated, it's a thing you should do. And it's that when you turn your head, because it's part of it is like gyroscopes and things that they've got in the headphones themselves. So as you turn your head, so the example I think they had was a wait staff comes to your table for something. So you're having a conversation with the person across from you. You turn your head, you can interact with the person that came to the table to take your order or ask you if you want another drink or something. And you can talk to that person. And now you can hear that person very specifically. And then when you turn your head back to the other person at your table, you can now go back to hearing that person more specifically. And
from a technical standpoint, what that's doing is it's using the beamforming features within the microphones.
Mm-hmm. Which is terribly interesting, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The way that they're using that and, you know, applying it to out in the world, so to speak. So it's interesting to me to watch the beamforming in use like that.
And it's being billed, at least by us in the real world. I don't know if Apple is actually advertising it this way, but it's being billed as something useful for people with mild hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like miracle ears, but you can also listen to music and make phone calls on them.
Yeah. And I like where they're going with this. And Charlotte, as the latest owner of AirPods Pro, I think, on the show, yes. One of the thing that I find the most interesting about all of this is, like, fundamentally, these are headphones. You stick them in your ears. Yep. You do what you need to do. But then there are these other things that they can do for you. And all of that stuff is in line with all the stuff that we've seen Apple doing with other devices, right?
Right.
The health stuff on your phone, the Fitness Plus on your watch, time to walk on your watch, all of the fitness stuff that goes into the watch, like, we don't have to list it all. It's basically everything on the watch.
Exactly. And I think that's going to be, well, we know it's a personal passion of Tim Cook, right? He's very into the health and fitness stuff, mm-hmm. and having Apple as a very big player in that space. It's one of the big things he cares about as he, you know, we assume over the next few years will depart Apple. It's one of his big final projects.
Yeah.
You know, a new form factor, something like a car, we know he's interested in, and he's interested in health and fitness stuff and making Apple a really big player in that space.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about that. But first, so Charlotte, I'm going to have you hold that thought. Sure. But right now, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Gabby. And if you're one of the people who occasionally goes through all the bills and makes sure that you're only paying for the stuff you actually need and get rid of the streaming service and all that sort of stuff, that, you know, the stuff that you're not watching anymore. If you're looking to cut costs, a really good place to do that is with auto insurance. And generally, shopping for auto insurance sucks. Like, it's just sort of a fact of life. Gabby gets it. And so they do all that work for you. So what used to take you loads of time and loads of phone calls, they can do for you in just a few minutes. you give it your current policy and they will compare that with up to 40 of the top insurance providers. These are fast and verifiable quotes. This isn't just you could save. Gabby uses your current insurance policy, so they will only show you policies that are the same or better than your current coverage. And a lot of times you can get in on those at a lower price. It's a free service and they never sell your info. I as the host of Security Friday, wanted to make sure that was a thing for you. So they don't sell your information, so you're not going to suddenly start getting a bunch of weird insurance email as a result of using their service. People who switch with Gabby save on average about $80 a month over their current policy. Gabby's been featured in TechCrunch, Forbes, and USA Today. If you want to start saving on your auto insurance, go to gabby.com/TDO and get started. It's totally free, like I said. That's gabby.com/TDO, gabby.com/TDO. We'd like to thank Gabby for sponsoring the show today. Now, Charlotte, you had something that you wanted to jump in with. We were talking about Tim Cook leaving a lasting mark on Apple with his with what he wants to get done before he's done.
Yeah, it's just I think having it's one of the things as he enters his, you know, has done 10 years in charge of Apple, amazingly. It's one of the areas he's clearly personally invested in. I think it's fair to say we've seen it. There was a story. This might actually have been another one that Jeff picked up on, that they were talking about using the iPhone to as a diagnostic tool for things like autism, depression, and even some cognitive degeneration. Again, a healthcare folks, you can see we can starting to see an image of Apple and how that's playing out, sort of come together, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's part of what was interesting to me about this, because it never would have occurred to me to use AirPods to take your temperature. The thermometer I can stick in my ear. So like the intersection of everything eventually becoming a health device, right? Is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Cause honestly, I sort of thought it would end with, like the health studies, like in the health app, you can sign up for and contribute data to different studies. And one of the ones, and I do the hearing study one, I participate in that one. So, you know, it will tell you like you heard something really loud in the last week or whatever. And then you put in headphones like because I don't know if it will work with regular AirPods because it wants me to put my AirPods Pro in. And then it says like you have to tell it like you listen to somebody speaking and then you have to type in what they said with various amounts of background noise. And so like sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's a little, and then you have to type in and you only get to hear it once. So like it feels like a test, you know, like I hope I got it right. And they don't tell you, so you never find out later, which is one of the things I don't like about it, is it doesn't say like you have some hearing loss, you should really go talk to somebody.
That's evil.
To me it's just hard because like that's just how I'm wired. Like I took a test, like did I pass? I want to know.
How did I do?
Yeah. And I don't always know. I want to point out something that we saw that was interesting via Dave Wiskus over on Twitter. He mentioned a couple of things. You can upload, here's what he said, and we'll have a link to this in the show notes because in the thread there's a lot more information. You can upload an audiogram to your iPhone and set headphones to map to your personal hearing profile. So basically like route around sort of, I don't know what they're called when it's hearing, but blind spots in your hearing. And like if you have hearing loss, being able to route around some of that damage. This is huge, obviously, for Dave, and there's other stuff. And one of the things that he linked to was an app called the Mimi Hearing Test. And I'll make sure that we have a link to that in the show notes as well, because it looks super cool. And it's definitely something that's going to be interesting, I think, going forward. I didn't even realize this was an app that existed. It definitely doesn't sound like something that Apple would have on the App Store, but it says you get understandable results in about 6 minutes. So maybe I can find out from them if I'm passing all those hearing tests I'm doing for Apple. And then there are other things that you can do. There's some stuff within the Twitter conversation. I'll make sure we have links to that, because this is a pretty interesting app, and I like the idea that, like, maybe even if you have some hearing loss, you'll still be able to listen to music and enjoy it like you could before. So that seems really neat, and I'm looking forward to checking that out. And are either of you going to set this up?
Oh, I'm absolutely. I know that I have hearing loss, but I don't know how much. So I'm going to check that out later on today, probably.
Yeah, because, doing this, other person replied and said that they did a test and then saved it and then gave permission to Health. And then there's custom audio setup is one of the things deep down in the headphone settings. And you can go in and make those adjustments. So that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah. And what I don't know, but I'm going to find out later on, is I don't actually have AirPods or AirPods Pro. So I'm going to check and see if it will work with the headphones or earbuds that I do have.
Non-Apple devices.
Right, non-Apple. Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's interesting. I'm looking forward to that, because I'm going to see. I'm looking forward to finding out if it works with everything, and then what you find out and how it changes listening to music for you. So if you have questions about AirPods, or if you have some and want to get some tips, I know that there's likely more coverage, particularly of AirPods and some of the cool stuff that you can do with them coming down the pike. So I want to thank both of you for being here today. Jeff, thanks so much for coming by.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And Charlotte, as always, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.